It's The Drive
at 5
with P.A. on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat.
Inside The Drive at 5, brought to you by our friends over at Jari McDonald's. It is 5:18 in the city, Big Rob. Mm-hmm. There's an amazing program at Myers called Simply Give Program. We got Christine Fletcher on the phone line. Christine, how you doing today?
I'm good, PA. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I know what Myers is doing a lot in the community. A lot of times you probably don't get a chance to highlight some of the things you're doing. And the Simply Give program, share with our listeners. What is it about?
Well, Simply Give, the campaign, really aims to replenish the shelves of nearly 200 food pantries in the Myers five-state region each campaign. So that means the program runs 3 times a year for about 10 weeks. And so what we're doing is we're really encouraging our customers and our team members to come in, buy a $10 Myers Food Pantry donation card, and those cards are then turned into a Myers gift card and given to a local food pantry that's selected by that particular Myers store.
Wow, 200 pantries. That is a lot of pantries.
It is, and, you know, truly, it's just a testament to how much need is currently out there right now.
Wow. Well, so they can go, we got 3 stores here in the Muskegon area. They can go to any one of these stores. Where do you get these cards? Is that the checkout lane?
Yeah, they have kiosks. I think there are a couple right in front of the checkout, and you can grab them. They have the donation cards hanging on them, and the little like fixture kiosks also label what food pantry that particular Meyer is partnering with.
Okay, now how long has Meyer been doing this? Is this the first year, or is this something that Meyer does every year?
No, this is something that Meyer has done since November of 2008. So. Since then, we have partnered with different food pantries throughout our region each campaign, and we hold this campaign 3 times a year. We usually do it around the springtime, you know, around Easter, mm-hmm. to help help families have that holiday meal, and then we do it at back to school, just because a lot of these pantry shelves are really depleted while children are home for the summer, right, because they don't have that free or reduced lunch during the summertime.
Right, right.
So they really turn to those food pantries. And then we do it again at the holidays.
Wow, that's good. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what you do all the time then. This is what you do.
Yeah, this is what Meyer does. We do this and we partner. We've had this program in place since November of 2008, really, you know, to the continued generosity of our customers and our team members. And, you know, they really do so much for their struggling neighbors.
Do you know how much or how many pounds or the value? Can you put a value on how much Myers has contributed?
Yeah, to date, the Simply Give program has generated more than $3.8 million.
Wow.
For food pantries in the Midwest. And what that really means, I mean, that number is fantastic in and of itself.
Yes.
But what it really comes down to is meals. So that $3.8 million, that equals 22.8 million meals for hungry families in the Midwest.
And a lot of them don't even know it came from Myers. That's why they need to be shopping there. That is a lot of meals.
Yes.
That is a lot of meals. That is a lot of meals. And what this program does, too, is so at the end of each campaign, Meyer gives that pantry their allocated money, and the food pantries then in the community, they get those donation, those gift cards, and it gives them the flexibility to come in and get what they need, you know, instead of us, like, selecting certain food products or, you know, whatnot. They really can come in and they can get what they need for the people that they serve because they know those people the best. So
right.
They know what they're looking for, and, you know, it really just gives them that flexibility.
So you see the sign, Simply Give, at the Myers checkout lane, kiosks, support it. How long would it be going on this year? Is it going to carry on to January or what?
Yeah, the holiday campaign is going on now. It actually started in early November, and it's going through January 5th.
Okay, January 5th.
So they're really, there's really time to come out and you know, help those struggling neighbors in your communities and, you know, help them have that holiday meal.
Now, Christine, is there a website people can go to find out about the Simply Give?
Well, our website, Meyer.com, has some information on it. That's just simply www.meyer.com.
All right. Any other information you want to give out?
Well, I just would like to say, you know, too, right now, our partnering food pantries, we gave a midway through our holiday campaign, so we gave them a midway donation so that they can come out, get what they need for families before the holidays instead of waiting until January. So food pantries across the Midwest are coming in, getting their gift cards right now, and making sure that their families that they serve are getting a great holiday meal.
$3.8 million since 2008.
Yeah, and that first installment donation that we gave, which includes, you know, I'd like to say, too, that Meyer is donating $1 million to the 2012 campaign. You know, they're getting, the first installment donation for these 200 pantries is nearly $750,000 that families can eat and have a great meal this holiday season.
You're blowing me away with these numbers, Christine. When you get to talking millions, my mind just gets to messing me up. We get to hearing millions and donations because you don't hear that in our community. You don't hear about that.
No, you don't.
And to see that.
And it's important, especially nowadays.
Wow. This is affecting people in Muskegon, Grand Rapids, Holland, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, right? That's where y'all at.
And Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
This is
staying right in our area.
It is. It is feeding our hungry neighbors. And, I mean, you know, it really is. And what's even better is that this money is staying local. So those three stores in your area are going to feed people in this area. So, you know, it's all local, you know, helping local families. That's really what what we're all about.
That is what makes Meyer special.
Yes.
You haven't forgot because you guys are big now. You're big. Because very easy to say we're going to forget our base. But Meyer have not forgot where they come from, and that is why I support them. Because I know they local and they try to do stuff for local business, local entities, and they giving back to the community. $1 million contributing to this is just one campaign.
Yeah,
it's not all the other stuff they contribute to. Wow, thank you, Christine.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great night and a happy holiday. Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. $1 million, man.
Yeah, they contributed. Wow.
Yeah. Just for this year, for this one. This is for the food pantry program. They do other stuff.
Oh yeah.
So when you out,
they do stuff throughout the states that they're in.
They're in.
You can't say that about other stores.
It's a lot of other stores, man. You don't hear these stories, man. You can't say that. And that's,
they don't give back.
They don't. And this is what we call a good corporate citizen.
Yes.
A good corporate citizen is a one. It receives money from you.
Yes.
But it also make an investment back into the community.
Yes.
That supports it.
Yes.
That is what Myers is doing. There are some other small entities out there doing it.
Yeah.
But Meyer is leading the way on this thing. And so as citizens, understand the difference.
Yeah.
Between certain stores.
Yeah.
Understand who you can go knock on their door and ask for a donation. Understand, when we gave away all these turkeys we've been giving away.
I was going to say that.
But. And we've been giving away turkeys for a long time. We've been doing food giveaways for a long time. 11th year, something like that.
No, we've been doing food giveaways
before the radio station.
Before the radio station, we was doing food giveaways.
And every time I went to Meyer's.
Not just Meyer's, there's another.
Other stores too. Plums.
Yep.
Every time I went there.
Yep.
Always said we willing to help. Know the difference.
But there's other stores you went to and they said, no, we don't do that.
Well, now you're going to talk about it. But you're right. You're fat. You're right. You're actually right. But know the difference. There are stores out there who care.
And they hire your kids, too.
Give kids a chance, man.
They give your children a chance a lot of times and stuff. I know that for a fact. Right. Not just them. McDonald's, Jar Inc.
Yeah.
they give a lot of children a great opportunity to get their first job, their first paycheck. They come in and do what they're supposed to do. Some of them have made it to the corporate world in owning their own stores. And Arthur Scott over there, he teaches these kids that want to learn how to own an independent McDonald's, how to do it, and then he utilizes his affluence to give them the tools. I know of one case in particular of a young man that came from nothing and had troubles along the way that he mentored, and the young man is running a store now.
And getting ready to be an owner.
And getting ready to be an owner. I was just getting ready to get to that. So, I mean, these places, you know, you have to, you know, think when you're going to spend your money, who's giving back to your community, whether they're doing it directly or whether they're hiring your children.
I tell you, it's been one particular store. Burger King?
Yes.
We've been doing food giveaways for probably 15, 18 years now.
Yeah. About that.
Pretty close to it. We have done a lot of events in this community, too.
Yes.
Every time I went to Burger King, got turned down. So what I said myself, and I know they're not doing nothing with other entities around here either. Look around here. I see who in they line.
Yes.
I see who in they drive through 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I see who in they stores.
Yes.
I said, okay. I know my little money don't matter. It don't make a difference. But I won't be going there. Support the ones that support you.
Yep.
Drive at 5 at the New Jams.
It's The Drive at 5 with PA on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat.